This week, the U.S. hit a grim milestone. More than 800,000 of our family, friends, and neighbors have been lost to coronavirus. And it's our elders who've been most brutalized by this pandemic. Nearly 75% of COVID deaths in the U.S. have been among those 65 and older. Or as this week's New York Times headline laid bare, one out of every 100 older Americans has perished. Now, I can't help but wonder if the pandemic would be so politically charged and polarized if one of every 100 American children had died in less than 2 years. Perhaps this pandemic has revealed some of the ways our policies and practices treat older Americans as disposable. And disposable is precisely how age-based discrimination in the workforce can leave many seniors feeling. Recent reporting by Bloomberg points out that the number of people 55 and up in the workforce is down by 2 million compared to pre-pandemic levels. And yes, there are a number of factors contributing to this statistic, but being unable to work is truly devastating for those whose financial need makes it essential that they remain employed decades after first earning AARP membership. The National Council on Aging reports that 15 million Americans aged 65 and older are economically insecure, with incomes falling below 200% of the federal poverty line. Duty Free is a new documentary airing as part of the Independent Lens series on PBS through December 21st, and it chronicles a rather incredible mother-son adventure ignited when, after decades of labor, a 75-year-old woman is unceremoniously terminated. I spoke with the filmmaker,
Jean-Pierre Regis,
and with his mom, who's the real star of this film,
Rebecca Danageles.
And I asked Rebecca to tell me what losing her job in her 70s was like.
At 75 years of age, I was restructured from my job. I've worked 40 years in the hotel industry in Boston, never called in sick, never been absent, never was a day without work. If I left one hotel after 10 years as a night manager, I started the next morning at my new hotel. And I ended up working for 10 years in a building, which originally was not a hotel, but I was invited to start a hotel there for the company, which I did. And I happened to live in the premises, and I was heartily surprised when one day at 4 o'clock, I was called to the office and say, you know, we appreciate everything you've done for us. However, today is your last day. We are restructuring. Gobsmacked was I.
Your son describes that moment in the film, and he says that you lost not only your job, but that for you, work had always been your core, maybe not always, because we also learn when you first begin working, but in your adulthood, it had been such a core sense of who you were. And you say in the film that you lost not only a job, but a family. Say more about what work meant to you beyond a paycheck.
It gave me a sense of purpose. I made the mistake that many career women do, is I let my work define me. And especially in a hotel, when everything has to be perfect, you carry it over your private life. And for 24 hours a day, you're dressed as though you're going to get called any minute, which indeed I was, living in the hotel, called any minute. You have to look your best. Everything has to be right. You depend upon a crew of people who work so hard. And as a team, you make it perfect for the guest who's paying so much money to stay there. And I lost that, you know, I didn't have much time with my own family. And the room attendants and the housemen and the workers beside me, I miss them. I miss their morning greetings and working with them and smiling with them and eating their varying foods from different countries. And that was a big loss.
Jean-Pierre, you responded in so many ways like any young adult child might, you know, initially looking to help out financially, looking to provide a little moral support as your mom looked for new work. But then you came up with something that I'm not sure most of the rest of us would have come up with. Can you talk about the bucket list?
I had never seen my mom in the place that she was when she lost her job and was left with just 2 weeks' pay after having worked somewhere. I mean, it was the greatest debasement that I had ever seen of my mom. And I needed to figure out a way to bring her back, because at 75, you know, you start to worry about what's next for your parent. So, you know, which she had $600 in her bank account. And I thought, like, what can I do to like bring this woman back to alive again? And I don't know how it hit me, Melissa. I don't know where it came from. But all I know was one day I woke up and thought she should make a bucket list. Like, we should go on a bucket list adventure to do everything she could never do while she was working. And I pitched it to her and she thought it was the craziest idea ever, because what she really wanted or what she really needed was a job. But I put the details to the side and I said, just write out the list and we're going to make this happen. And that sort of is the backbone of the film Duty Free.
And then you all do all kinds of things from, I won't give them all away, but boy, the last one, I was not expecting the last one. But let's just start at the beginning. I am going to give away the first one, which is milking a cow. Rebecca, can you talk to me about why you wanted to milk a cow?
Well, you know, I'd heard about people. People would stop by. I mean, over the years, people come and I would say, hello, Mrs. X, how are you doing? Or welcome back. What are you doing this time of year? And one time somebody said, we're going with the family. We're going to go milk a cow. And it always struck me that's something that, you know, so unusual. That's something I'd want to do one day. Who knew that I'd actually put it on my bucket list and go out and actually milk a cow? You know, there are no cows in Liverpool where I grew up. It was, grew up during the war, bombs coming down. So it was like a back to childhood kind of thing. It was a childhood idea and I loved it.
Rebecca, you talk about being fired from the job as making you feel discarded. And I'm wondering if at the end of this bucket list adventures project and the film that has emerged and been nominated for awards, if that has in fact been transformed, if you no longer feel discarded.
Well, I have to say, I wish I could. I may have been discarded by that particular place. However, I have found that I have not been discarded by the social communities that have reached out. And as you said, you know, you can identify yourself with some parts of this movie. I've heard from people all over the world, and many women can identify, you know, in the same way to different parts of this movie. I was very honest. I a lot of times didn't know that I was being filmed. So this is an honest portrayal of me. But let me tell you now, if I die tomorrow, it's been the happiest time of my life.
Jean-Pierre, Jean-Pierre gave you a great gift in this, but the two of you also talk about the gifts that you gave to him as his mother.
Well, he's, I'm very proud of him. And now our mission is to help all those older people who don't have a son like Jean-Pierre. I'm the lucky one. He's my advocate. I want every senior to have an advocate.
And if I can just say something really quickly here, Melissa, you know, there are so many stories like my mom's, and we've been reached out to by so many people. Part of this making of this film was to make sure that my mom was seen, because what happened to her in front of me was the cruelest thing I've ever seen happen to somebody. This was my mom. It wasn't until my mom was fired that I realized that at 75, with no money, that she was invisible in this society. And that if I didn't see her, that nobody would. If we do not do something about older people, quote unquote, aging out and being discarded, who will lift us up? And I hope that this film is the push that young people need to see themselves in their parents.
Jean-Pierre Regis is director of the documentary Duty Free, and Rebecca Donegelis is the mom and subject of the movie, and all of us are apparently a blubbering mess at this moment. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.